Howdy, howdy. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and I am here to tell you that this is a very special opening of the show because I have to be completely honest. We have been doing our little broadcast and recording it every day at 11 a.m. for over 3 years. And for the first time ever in the history of the Mike O'Mara Show, today, the powers that be that record the show were unsuccessful. The brilliance that was the Mike O'Mara Show pre-Super Bowl show was not captured digitally or in any other way.
So you're saying we basically did a show for each other?
We did a show, and normally we have backups that were not done, and normally we have three redundancies. We're just like a 747.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We have redundancy to make sure. I don't really know what happened today. Mm-hmm. And in order to come in and do a second entire show, which we are doing for you,
you know,
today,
it's funny that you should say 747. It is actually episode 748. You got it very close.
That's
to being
incredible.
747.
No, but getting back to the original point, I'm Irish. And what the Irish need to do more than anything else, thank you, Rob. What the Irish need to do more than anything else is we need to blame. We need to have a scapegoat. And for the last hour or so, I've been screaming at everybody. Because I blame everybody.
Right.
Well, we're all responsible.
That's what I do. In a way, it all falls to me.
It takes a village.
No, it doesn't fall to you. Not at all.
I am responsible for this show not being recorded. And I am here to tell you that because the first show was not recorded today and was just brilliant.
It was good.
What we're going to do.
Oscar has never been funnier.
I thought he was incredible.
Really great. And somehow skinnier.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to recreate the first show we did today and all the elements. It had delightful elements. We have Jack Cassidy coming in honor of his T-shirts. We're going to recreate that for you here in just a second. We have a wonderful interview down in New Orleans at the Super Bowl with Lowell Melzer.
Now, he's great.
Since we are recording a second show, Lowell's not going to be available, but we're going to pretend that I'm Lowell Melzer.
A dramatization.
That'll be good.
At the Super Bowl. Now, it'll be slightly different. Lowell will get himself into a few more adventures on his second show today.
Oh, he has stories to tell.
And one thing we will recreate and try to do the best job we can, we have a fabulous halftime show, the Mike O'Mara Show Halftime Spectacular, that you're going to hear on this this show this evening.
Very excited about it.
That and, of course, all our usual regular banter that is the Mike O'Mara Show, and I certainly hope you enjoy that. But for purposes of recreating the show and keeping it fresh, keeping it organic, which we like to do, keeping it honest.
Real, Mike.
More than anything else. I am kind of burned out. I gave Jack Cassidy my all in the opening show.
You committed.
110%.
Yes.
And, you committed.
And
it's brilliant.
As you know, if you're looking at me right now, you will see that we have the Jack Cassidy T-shirts. These fabulous, beautifully designed, brand new Mike O'Mara Show, Jack Cassidy, I'm Jack Cassidy T-shirts that are available for you. And please, go to the website at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Pick yourself up one of these if you like Jack Cassidy as much as we do. But I'll tell you something. I left it all on the floor.
Are you saying?
You poured your heart and soul.
I did.
Saying you couldn't give us just a little?
No.
Wow.
I'm so bitter. I'm so angry. Well, I'm so disappointed that the shows were not recorded that I just can't do it. But I think you guys should try, and I'd like to audition the three of you.
Okay.
For, incidentally, Mark's not here.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yes. Let me leave it at that.
We'll do our best.
Do you think David Letterman ever has to do two shows?
You know, as a matter of fact, I think last night they did retake a segment.
Really?
Yeah, there was a lot of weird pauses during the beginning of the Jason Bateman
interview.
Well,
you don't know that for a fact.
I don't, but I think maybe they did retake it.
See, the comedy benefit of that would be like, no, he's never. That's what I wanted. No, he's never. And you're like,
I think he did it last night.
Well, you know what? If you want to talk about one of the people who's responsible when it's blame time for recording the shows, you know, it falls to...
it's me.
Abre Spiewak A and Ark A Onik Ray.
Say my name proudly.
The two puppy buddies. So,
puppy buddies?
Whatever. Don't get me, I could go to the dark side.
Oh, don't do it.
No, stay with us.
You know I could go to the dark side.
I wish you'd stay here.
So, no Jack Cassidy from you.
No,
from you.
I'd like to audition you. And, let's open the door. First to audition will be Rob Spiewak as we bring in Jack Cassidy. And, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. His new T-shirts are here.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Jack Cassidy.
How you doing? I'm on the Jack Cassidy. I'm on the TV.
Step out, please.
No, I used to bang at Shirley Jones.
Step out. When you come back in, I'd like you to try to really be more really Jack Cassidy.
That okay.
Just try it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak is Jack Cassidy. Here's Rob.
Hi there.
See, it's
good.
That's
not bad.
Yeah.
I'm Jack Cassidy.
Hi, how are you? Hi,
great,
Jack.
How are you?
Hey, Jack, you look great in that T-shirt.
Hey, it's a great T-shirt, and it's available on the internet.
Why does he sound like
bye!
In his 20s.
That was the young Jack Cassidy.
Yes. Yeah. Oscar, you ready for your audition?
Here goes nothing.
Now auditioning for
remember,
Jack Cassidy.
Try.
You gotta make an effort.
I got it.
You
gotta
make an effort. Ladies and gentlemen, coming into the studio now, here he is, it's Mr. Jack Cassidy.
Yo soy Jack Cassidy. Ciao.
The Latin Jack Cassidy.
Hey, will you entertain a request?
Yes.
Since he's here.
Uh-huh.
Can you have Matt Bloom do it?
Matt Bloom? Matt Bloom, would you like to do Jack Cassidy? Would you like to try? Ladies and gentlemen.
On the microphone, sir.
Matt Bloom as Jack Cassidy. Here he comes. Hey, Jack Bloom.
My lips are real bad.
That's not great, right?
I'll take that.
Buzz, would you like to give it a whirl?
I'd like to give it a whirl. Yes,
right.
I would.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from Wichita, mm-hmm. Kansas. He's coming into the studio right now. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Jack Cassidy.
Hello. I'm Jack. I love Shirley Jones, but I'm bi. It's Jack Cassidy.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Oh my God, that's
we're ready. America's ready for your scores, Mike.
Hello, you bunch of homosexuals.
Hey!
It's the real Jack Cassidy.
Real you must have been recharged.
Suddenly hearing you all do it so painfully made me decide to come in and say I'm Jack Cassidy.
Oh,
and I have
you,
these
Jack.
Fabulous T-shirts. The I'm Jack Cassidy T-shirts. Jack Cassidy.
You know what I love about your name?
What's that, Rob?
You can't spell Cassidy without ass.
That's right. Hey, Rob, I have a question.
What's that?
Is the show recording?
It is recording, Jack.
Are you sure?
90%.
90%. Yes, that's right. After three lovely years, the Mike O'Mara Show didn't record. Mike is fit to be tied.
But Mike looks great in that new T-shirt.
He was in his kitchen just a moment ago talking about corporal punishment. Jack Cassidy!
Hey, Jack.
I said, I've got some punishment for you. You do have a dungeon, don't you? How about some leather whips suspending some of the boys from the rafters and beating them with a cane?
You like
Jack Cassidy!
You like spanking?
I love spanking. I love spanking and then followed by light touch massage.
Oh. Do you like ball gags?
Ball gags are wonderful, but I don't use that rubber thing you buy in the store. I use an actual ball.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Help! Hello! This is a serious call for help. Someone help! You with the banjo. Can you help me? I have lost my sense of direction.
Have you tried Hare Krishna?
No, I mean I'm really lost.
One second. Darn, I missed. You know, that's the first thing to go on a frog, his tongue. The tongue goes and you can't catch flies.
Oh, that's rough. I'm sorry about your tongue, but yeah. I have to get out of this swamp. I have to catch a plane.
With that tongue? No way. But seriously, there's a boat dock just downstream.
Thank you.
Just watch out for the alligators.
I will. Alligators?
That's right.
Did you say alligators?
Read my lips. Alligators.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Are we having another technical problem? What's that?
This was our third backup.
Really?
Yeah,
it's fine.
All right. I guess you'll have to edit this out, too.
No, I don't know. They'll be fine. Maybe a bleep, something, just to taste my good, man.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're live from the studio. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 17 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. I'm walking a thread today.
I'm about to
have a full-fledged, like, everyone, things meltdown.
Everyone understands.
I swear to God. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Friday, February 1st. Yes, the first day of February.
Are you excited?
I am very, very
excited. It's the shortest month, you know.
How are we doing? Everything okay, Oscar?
Yes.
That's what I... Oscar and I were discussing That's the question that maybe, if I'd been alerted in the first show that we taped that maybe there was a potential for problems,
right,
that would have made it so much better.
Understood.
But that didn't happen. Our show is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you are starting a new business, take it from us. You need professional-looking business cards to get that phone to ring.
Of course.
Especially when you're looking for new people.
That's the point.
Now, thanks to Vistaprint.
Rob Spiewak on the loose.
You can get 250 top-quality business cards for just $10. Millions of business owners use Vistaprint because it's affordable and so easy to create a quality custom business card online. Choose from thousands of designs or upload your own. And we're talking about heavy paper stock and half the regular price. I love this. To get this offer plus free shipping, go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Again, 250 top quality business cards for only $10 and free shipping. You can't beat that.
Remember,
you can't beat that with a computer.
Fun.
Remember when you made yours a card and you put a microphone on it? It was neat.
It was very neat, and I could have put anything on there.
No.
I
mean,
I could have put a dancer on there.
What about a dirty picture?
A dirty picture would be fine.
A girl from a video game.
On the program today, we're trying to recreate the original show that we did. We had a lovely interview, just lovely, darling, with Lowell Melser.
Live from New Orleans.
I don't use the word often, but it was perfect.
That was the whole first segment of our show. Mm-hmm, we actually chatted with Lowell. We're going to abbreviate that right now.
Okay.
And let me see if we can get the phone ringing. I have that, right, Rob?
Yeah, you do.
You're playing the role of Lowell Melser. You're going to be Lowell? 11.
Yeah. Is it telephone or phone?
I think it's telephone. Actually, Mike, I have it if you want to. If you want to call Lowell?
Let me see. Hold on.
Or you're dialing him. You don't want the phone to ring.
Yeah, okay. Dial. Let me put dial in there.
You're calling us or we're calling him.
Because he could call us just as easy if you want.
Dial. I want to find it. Yeah.
Well, the phone works
two
ways.
All of my phone sound effects have been removed from the computer.
Oh, my God.
Which is another thing that I am just so thrilled and happy about, like a sound that I use on a radio. So you have it?
If Lola is listening, he could call us.
All right, anytime. Let's have Lola call.
That's probably him now.
It could be. You want to get that?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey. It's Lowell Melser.
Hey, Lowell, how you doing?
Do you have the hang-up sound?
I do.
Yeah.
Are you done with us?
Yeah, go ahead. Play that.
All right, bye, Lowell.
Bye.
We'll never know. Lowell Melser, ladies and gentlemen.
That's strong enough
Channel
to repeat.
11 in Baltimore.
Thanks so much.
Not a lot of shows have the pull to have someone live at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was a great interview. About
would you want him to call back?
No, absolutely not.
Really? Not at all?
Go ahead. Have him call back.
Because, Lowell, if you can hear us, you can call back.
Nice. I'll take all your cues today.
All right, come on.
I'm dumb on fumes. Here we go. You answer, Rob.
Uh-huh. Hello, Michael Mara Show.
Hey, Rob, it's Lowell Melser. got the hang-up sound effect?
Lowell, I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Lowell Melser calling back.
I had so much to ask him.
So to be clear, we just called a major market anchor and hung up on him.
Yeah, we did.
No, he called us.
Hey, wait, somebody's calling for Lowell right now.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You better answer that, Rob.
Why don't you do it, Buzz?
Let me get the phone, Rob. Hello?
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Fine.
Great. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Surprised he didn't text.
Hey, Mike, things are going great.
Everything's fine.
That's great.
Everything's okay. Fine.
Yeah, it's
you know
fine.
What we did talk about?
What's that? Can you tell I've lost all
concentration? Yeah, but for one reason or another, Rob and I tried to ruin it because we were bickering.
Yes.
So you had some great news that you talked about yesterday.
And let me properly lead with that.
Yes.
Thank you, Oscar. That is a salvation for me. One of the best days you can get as a father is what I experienced yesterday. I can't tell you how excited I was. You know, we try, if you're a good parent, you try not to project your desires on your child. And I will tell you this, that's why I've never been one for stage mothers. I've never been one for people that push their kids in one direction
or the
other.
They need to do their own thing.
But inevitably, if you're a parent and you love your kid, you just can't help yourself. Mm-hmm. You are emotionally invested in their triumphs and you are emotionally invested in their tragedies. You can't help yourself. Yesterday, we had a win for my daughter. She was accepted early to the University of Mary Washington and called me with the news. And I'll tell you, it is one of the best days I've ever had. And if I'd known,
you have to feel like it's a major success, not just for her, but also that, you know, you got her to the finish line.
Here's the cool thing. If I had known how horrible this day was going to be,
right.
I would have really enjoyed the best day even more.
That's so important.
You know, because I have this wonderful success with my daughter, mm-hmm. and then I walk in on Friday to the failure that is this show and realize that I'm doing so many things wrong that I need to fix and that I am going to fix, and that's what I should have done. And I should be talking to my daughter, but now I'm slipping back into the goddamn show that I'm so pissed about.
Mike. Let's not.
God damn it!
Let's not ruin the second show.
Sorry.
With the first show.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Let's. Talk,
sorry.
Let's talk.
So, getting back to where I was. Yes. Thank you.
Right.
Those are going to happen today.
It's okay.
Early admission. She got early admission.
Yes, she got early admission. Thank you. To Mary Washington College and called me, and it was cute because when she called me, she did the shtick that we always do, mm-hmm. where you call with a sad voice, so your father's going to think that there's bad news.
Right.
Hi, Dad. I said, what's the matter, honey? It's about Mary Washington. I got in, and it was just...
she couldn't hold off very long.
Oh, no, she couldn't do it. She doesn't do it well. God bless her. She's a wonderful girl. Went out last night. We went out to a fabulous meal.
Oh, to celebrate?
Yes, we did. And Lily says hi.
Oh, look at you. Time to celebrate.
Yes, we did. It was just, you know, the impromptu celebrations to me are the best celebrations.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, this makes her the rest of her senior year a lot easier, right?
I mean, it does. I think
it takes the stress off.
I think there have been examples of kids that have gotten scholarships, mm-hmm. kids that have gotten early admission, where, you know, if they're not particularly grounded and no one takes the time to say, you know, mind your P's and Q's.
Right.
Yeah. They kind of F off to the extent where sometimes I said, you know, my advice to Catherine
was
don't flunk out and don't get pregnant.
My father said the same thing to me.
That's good advice for all of us, really.
But you know what's great? Even if she doesn't have the ability to totally just goof off for the stretch, the stress of waiting to know if you're going to get into college, which I remember, is that's daunting. And that's really bad. She's going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, she's a good kid, and she's worked her ass off. And I think the fact is that she is going to enjoy this part of her senior year. I can't even imagine what that feeling must be like to get early admission and then you still got
admission.
The last semester, the bulk of the last semester of your senior year.
A lot of people don't know she's only in 10th grade. But she's already in.
How much fun is that going to be?
That's
amazing. Here's the cool thing about her. Catherine, and I can gush about my daughter a little
bit.
This is the time and place.
Since she was, I think, a little right before 15, I believe, is when she started working. She has worked every single weekend. She has been 15 and she's worked at restaurants. She works at
to pay for her college education.
To pay for the college that daddy can't support her with anymore because he doesn't discipline his coworkers enough and we just F off too much and things get lost in the shuffle. And
The Jack Cassidy t-shirts are going to make all the difference, though.
She was considerate
enough to choose an in-state school.
But technically, Oscar, I wouldn't be letting the first show ruin the second show. Would be letting the destroyed, ruined fruits of our labor in the first show ruin, and the fact that there were no backups for it, that I'm letting ruin the second show. But I'm not going to do that. Getting back on track.
Good. Glad you're not going to do that.
She works, and every weekend, are you aware? I don't know if you guys are aware of that. She works Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Does she really?
She hasn't had
three nights a week?
She works Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night every single weekend, unless there's something super special going on,
like
a prom or something like
that. She never sees the office?
She actually does that. She works in an Italian restaurant as a hostess. And she is just a worker bee. She planned this, went down, had a tour, looked at, I believe she looked at several different schools. Mm-hmm. I know one of them was Wake Forest. Another one was William & Mary. Mm-hmm. And she fell in love with the entire experience down at this school.
She never saw VCU?
I don't know if she went to VCU or not. She may have gone to VCU.
It's a great safety school, even for corpses.
It was your safety school.
It was
my... How come you didn't get into, like, Yale with your academic... What was your GPA in high school?
Really well, 3.6 and change. I did good on my SATs.
You did good on the SATs?
Not so much the verbal.
I did. I did good. Oh, you know what? I said to her, this is funny.
Yeah.
I left Catherine a text, and I said, please bring a copy of the letter. Because in my day, it was all about the letter. And my new college student writes me back, It's not a letter. I got an email.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
I gave her so much of a hard time for that last
that
night.
That sucks.
I was all over about that.
But VCU was not my safety school, Mike. Sadly, VCU was the only school I applied to, and I do not recommend that to anybody.
So you did the same thing Catherine did.
It was at the time the only accredited in-state school for mass communication.
Oh, so it is accredited.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. You see, there's a guy, and I won't tell you the name of the professor, but he was my advisor, and he shares the name with a Supreme Court justice. I'll say that.
Professor Scalia?
No. Professor
Roberts?
Sotomayor?
Rumsfeld.
A guy that had something
Professor Bader Ginsburg?
He had something to do with a Coke can.
What's that?
He had something to do with a Coca-Cola can.
Professor Thomas?
I'm not going to say.
Hello, Clarence.
I'm not going to say a word.
Every time Rob Spiewak farts, a freshman gets his wings.
But what happened is he got to be the head of the program on accomplishments that he never had.
Really?
Yeah, and they said, this is no good, and they took away the accreditation. But this is after I graduated. I think I'm still accredited.
Did he teach you?
Yeah, he did.
Well, if he was a fraud, then you'd be a fraud.
So genuine. How can you be a fraud on the internet? My life is a fraud.
Hey, we had a university president.
life is a fraud.
We had a university president at American University. It was a perv.
Really?
Yeah, like a total perv. I wish you look at. I should
what
look
kind
it
of
up.
Perv? Like kid toucher perv?
I should
like
really look it up.
Dating young girls.
It's
perv.
A Richard Berenson.
Oh, really?
And he got accused of a bunch of different things.
And I forgot to tell you guys. Speaking of internet frauds, I got a friend request yesterday from Denny Dude.
Is it a good-looking man?
And now that we're on the subject, and I know we're changing course here.
Yeah, we have time.
Is anybody disappointed at the amount of quality sleuthing that's been done on this? I mean, is this fictitious person gonna walk on this without? I mean, I had gotten a friend of ours who will go nameless. Mm-hmm. She knows who she is, who happens to work around the arena of law enforcement.
Yes.
That has done some sleuthing on that.
Oh,
but
good.
Even that is not. Pulled a lot of stuff. The number one sleuthing for Renny Rude that I found was that she's 23. How could she be a lawyer?
Yeah, the age doesn't.
I got 40 of those. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
What I'd like to find out is the trail and our friend my dear, continue the work, work that you're doing.
Nice. Thank you, dear.
Because I truly appreciate that. The work that's being done is, I think we've established that Renny is not a real person.
Oh, sure.
Now it's a question of finding out who has created this and why this has been created.
And the person who created it will have to be interviewed by Dr. Phil.
He's doing well.
Do you want more closure on this or could you care less?
I'm done with it.
I see. I want to find out more. I'd like to know who was creating this scam.
I wanted to
because
let it
we're
go.
Not the only, we're not the only ones.
And then the listeners got involved.
Yes.
And this is what I love about a mob. And now we didn't ask them to do anything.
Right.
They decided
to do
this on their own volition.
Exactly.
As I started getting little messages, and they're all with the subject line catfish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. I said, these people are pissed too.
Yeah.
Because they didn't just take up our time. They took up their time as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's our time, Mr. Hunt.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this our time?
Doesn't that make it our time?
So, but because I have heard, what was the last? There have been so many different Renny Rude things. I hate to get back on Renny Rude.
Especially when I'm
talking about my wonderful, honest daughter.
Right.
This is someone who has shown up in different spaces too. There's been Ren. Has been mentioned as somebody who blogged about different stuff.
Yeah, there's a blog about it.
What do you know, Buzz? What's the latest you know about?
Well, I'm
this?
Just looking at the blog now. I mean, I don't know any more than you guys do. And this blog that's turned up in the last couple of days that's entitled Ren is Not Real, it alludes to us. It mentions podcasts investigating
that
her.
That she was kind of outed on a podcast, right?
So are they saying that
a semi-syndicated radio show.
Does that mean that she's existed in other circles?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that what that says? Yeah.
Well, we knew that
she was on... Read that what you're looking at. Right
okay, now. I'll read what I can here because some of it, I'll censor it. There has been a, in quotes, controversy rampaging the S out of various segments of the media. The wool has been pulled over your eyes, people. We're talking cover-up, you easily fooled sacks.
Yeah, and this is a and Buzz is doing a great job because this is a horribly written blog.
Well,
really terrible. And he puts profanity in there, but he doesn't write well at all.
No, and I get the feeling almost that the person writing this is the person who was posing as Renny Rude.
Yeah, I think there might be a chance of that.
And they write, a sham, a flim-flam, even a semi-syndicated talk show exposed this farce. I can't think of any synonyms for sham, flim-flam, and cover-up, so let's get to the point. Ren is not real. Neither is Santa Claus. F your Christmas. Depend, see,
already that makes
it's
me
a weird
mad.
It's oh, a weird
is
personality.
This Rennie Rude?
Depend on your personal choice of media outlet. I think they meant depending. You heard it here first. The little blonde Irish elf does not exist. Sorry, people. It was bound to be discovered sometime. FWTC did its level best backstopping a cover
story.
What
is FWTC?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never heard of it before.
See, no. I hate that when they use acronyms like that.
No, I don't know.
All right. FWTC.
For Ren, and build a solid base for our House of Lies, but you were too smart. The Geraldo Riveras in podcast and internet land and Sherlock Holmes themselves to uncover the truth. Hats off to everyone who has a degree in criminology. Degrees from an unaccredited school in Indonesia on a distance learning program.
That's where the blogger goes.
Who am I to judge? Apparently nobody. You can't make judgments when you don't exist. No friends. Ren does not exist. I mean, she is just a practical joke. A combination of industry logos and urban legend. You've all been duped. She is a scam. No one can agree on what kind of scam or who the hell she really is. Mm-hmm. It could be some sort of Irish pyramid scheme. Perhaps some twisted person or persons came up with the idea to josh an entire nation just to create a publicity stunt to sell prophylactics made of bison scrotum.
It's interesting. Buzz, your theory about the fact that that person wrote... That the person who's creating this personality maybe wrote that blog.
I get that impression. I get that vibe. And then they go through and they list all the various theories that everyone's had over time.
Right.
And
so where we
it
are
goes
with
on
our,
and on and on.
Where we are with our sleuthing friend that might be a professional at is that we have a name. And we had mentioned that name, Tony. Mm-hmm. And this person is kind of working on that angle a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because this person, this Tony.
Not Tony Kornheiser.
May go back a long way.
Not Tony the Tiger.
Interacting with this Ren person. So we're not sure. But I'm just still curious.
Not Tony Soprano. Or Tony Tenniel.
But I want to eventually, I would like the
closure.
Sleuthing.
Closure.
And I'd like the sleuthing to continue until we get it.
And by closure, you mean prison and possibly execution.
No.
Bring her to me.
It's too hard.
No, I'm going to save that for this show.
I see.
So I want to do that today. We will take a break and come back with the second Mike O'Mara show of the day. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Our second segment is brought to you by Warby Parker. I talked so eloquently about Warby Parker in the first show.
Yes.
And then, unfortunately,
you should have heard it.
I had the box of Warby Parker glasses.
We all got a box.
And I think after I discussed with Rob and Mark the status of our first show, I may have thrown it.
Yeah, you put it down, but you put it down really hard.
That's
yeah.
the great thing. They're unbreakable.
Yeah, they didn't break, though.
You put it down really
hard.
You know
what it is? It's the polycarbonate lenses.
But I saved the ones that I like the most.
There you go.
We're talking about Warby Parker, where you get better-looking glasses for a fraction of retail.
God, you look good.
Get to, thank you, Buzz.
Easy.
Get to warbyparker.com, where glasses start at just $95. That's the first good part.
That's true.
That is great. And the fact that they are fashion-forward. Mm-hmm. That is another great thing. But here's the best part. Every pair is custom fit using your prescription, complete with anti-glare and anti-reflection coatings and polycarbonate lenses at no extra cost. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable and contemporary. And like I did, you can try up to 5 pairs. Mm-hmm. They send them to you for free.
A box
no
of 5.
Cost, mm-hmm. no shipping cost for you. And you try them on and you see if you like one or maybe two or whatever you
right.
like. But if you find the pair you like I have with these. And incidentally, I was checking these out. These are super fashion forward. These are as state of the art
light,
as it gets.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
I love them. Go to warbyparker.com, select your 5 favorite pairs, and get even faster shipping, free shipping with the code TMOS. Try them for 5 days, keep your favorites, and send the rest back to Warby Parker, again with free shipping. We've all ordered glasses and sunglasses from Warby Parker, and we think you should too. You'll find all the details at warbyparker.com and use the code TMOS to get fast free shipping. I love these glasses.
They're awesome.
I really do.
You look
They're
great.
Terrific. On the program today, we already congratulated my wonderful daughter, and that just was so terrific for her. I wanted to mention that we also have our big Super Bowl party coming up. We'll talk more about that later on. And we didn't get a chance to talk with Lowell Melzer on the second show. We talked with him down in Super Bowl land, but I do want to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl because when you don't have a team that is involved in the Super Bowl,
right.
You scrutinize quite cynically the hype that is the Super Bowl.
So you can be more objective.
You lost interest as soon as the Capitals were out of it.
Incidentally.
Oh.
You know what?
About them?
Look what I'm wearing today.
I see. Yeah. You're wearing the colors?
Rock
this is
the
for
red.
All those people that think I'm a fair weather fan. My team right now that I care about more than any other team is a hockey team. The Washington Capitals, who are mired in a land of suck that you would not believe. One of the worst starts they've
blame?
Ever had.
What do you blame?
I could go on and on and on.
Give me three quick bullets.
I think there's no urgency.
Okay.
It's very similar to this show.
Oh, God.
What it is you know, there's just no fire. You know, there's no real, very much similar
to this
show.
Where are the guts?
Did they forget?
Where's the glory?
Right. Did they forget to record
Nobody really
it?
Cares. Nobody Come has, back up. Nobody feels that those footsteps behind them.
Right.
Yeah. And that's, it's very similar to this show. And, you know, and so therefore.
We used to be great.
They lose, yeah, it used to be phenomenal.
We used to be great.
Very similar to
Titan
this show.
Titan, right.
Could be again.
And, you know, they used to have shows that would actually get on.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, no, I'm sorry.
We'd
I'm,
record
so there
them.
I am going
You're
to the
confusing
dark side again.
Two
I'm so sorry. I'm talking about the Capitals. Mm-hmm. I think it's a culture. When a team can play like crap and a coach is fired,
right?
That to me creates a culture on a team that said, "Hey, we ran one guy out of town when he was bitching at us. Now we can actually, you know, do whatever
it's
we
not
want."
Our
so,
fault.
Do you think the players?
I believe it's a culture of slacky.
Yeah.
The players feel like bulletproof.
I think not all of them, but I think there are a number of players that know. That, you know, that's it.
Right.
They try real hard. They're brilliant when they play well, and then they just kind of crap out. And what it is in hockey more than any other sport, and all I played was high school hockey, but I played hockey on a varsity team, and I will tell you that the work ethic when you take the ice in hockey is 40, average shift in the NHL is 45 seconds.
Okay.
And it is 45 seconds
all
of
out.
Balls to the wall.
Gotta right. go as hard
and
as
that
you can all the time.
Is from the beginning of the game until the end of the game, and anything less, you're SOL. And the Capitals, in you know the last two losses they've had, they have proven that because they play, and then just quit. And when I say quit, I don't think that psychologically they quit,
right?
But they
their
just
bodies.
They don't keep up with the other team,
can
and
you
so
see,
that's why I use that expression.
Can you watch the game and see where it turns?
Yeah, 100%.
It's just like
it's
a flip
easy.
Of a switch.
Hockey's easy. Hockey's the easiest thing in the world because you can see, you know, they call it the ice being tilted, and you can see one team.
Oh, well, that's
where
the problem.
You see it a lot in a game where you'll see the team in one end. And I just wanted to point out that I am. I've been accused sometimes when the Capitals are doing well of being a fair weather fan. This is them at their lowest, and there I am. I'm wearing
right
I'm supporting them. They're playing tonight, baby.
But you've also been accused of wearing a hat because you didn't shower.
That's true also. And maybe that started the whole day. Maybe I'm responsible for the whole slackosity
yeah,
of the whole day.
Did you not shower today?
Yeah, incidentally, where's Mark Ronick?
On his way back, he said.
Where was he? I mean, did he go to...
Over by the Best Buy.
Mark had run out trying to save the disc.
The corrupted disc.
The corrupted disc. Disc that was that our show was on that our brilliant first show was on.
It was so good.
You should have heard it.
Yeah. It was so fantastic.
Yeah. Three people did.
I think it was the best show
total
we've
of six.
Ever. It was the best show we've ever done.
It was.
But
it was probably the top 10, all 10 slots
for me. And this is sports for me. This is when you earn your stripes as a fan. And because I'm a fatalistic Red Sox type fan,
right?
The fact that they are 1-5. I have watched every game in its entirety because I'm a glutton for punishment. I love that.
Good for you.
And I'll watch the game
Which was
tonight.
Your favorite game, the win or the other, or was it a loss?
You know, it's fun because you do when they're down like that sometimes.
Because
you
know
don't
what?
Want
I
them to come back.
I know you.
Yeah, it's,
you
no,
probably enjoyed one of the losses the most.
No, I like, no, I don't enjoy the losses.
See, I know you hated the first loss.
Yes,
of course.
And then there was they lost two before
They're just
winning?
In a malaise. I can't even keep track of them now.
Are you looking forward? I know we're going to Jimmy's early. You're going a little earlier than most.
Yeah. Yeah.
But are you looking forward to the Caps game or the Super Bowl more?
Oh, as far as the sporting event?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Caps game.
Of course.
That's not blasphemous.
Yeah, then I'm just going to party with my buddy.
How dare you?
Then I'm going to play. Hey, who scored?
But you know
San
what?
Francisco?
Yeah, because like you said, you don't have a team in the bowl.
I'm going to be watching the Caps game, but just for the commercials.
That's what that's like.
Wait a minute.
I will tell
that
you
doesn't
though.
Even compare
regarding the Super Bowl. When you watch this, do you all? I mean, It is this amazing
hype
machine.
I'm going to be so annoyed.
It's such a...
Because I know you're not going to be watching, and I know Rob's not going to be watching, and Buzz certainly is not going to be watching, and I'll be watching, and all I hear is like, hey, Mike, what do you think about this?
You
and
know,
you'll be talking over the announcers, and I won't hear a single thing.
No, I'll watch the game. I'll
Mike loves to look at football.
I'm actually... I've got kind of a rooting interest.
You want to put some money?
Yeah, I'd love to.
On table?
You want to do $20?
$20.
You want to do $20?
Yes.
$20. Oscar will take... Oscar will take the Ravens, mm-hmm. and I will take the 49ers.
A little action.
With now.
Now you're interested.
Yeah, I mean, that'll make it fun. And I might even go out and find a San Francisco 49ers jersey.
How are we doing?
Is everything under control over there, boys? Yeah. Everything fine?
Welcome back, Mark.
What's that?
He was just filling me in on everything.
Mark Gronick having a fabulous day, too. Yes, it's been a great day at the Mike O'Mara Show today.
Don't you ever wish you could capture lightning in a bottle?
We've done 3 years of shows, and we've never had this happen.
We've been very lucky.
You're right.
Do you know when Rob...
I'm over it. I bitched. I bitched about everybody. I bitched about Rob, bitched about Mark, bitched about Oscar, bitched about Buzz, bitched about Pony Boy, otherwise known as...
Oh, Matt Blum.
Thank you.
Matt Blum.
Do you know...
I'm done bitching. I'm over. We're doing a show. It's almost over.
Where I was when Rob called me and told me we had to come back.
Where were you?
I was in the can at a Shell station.
The one up on 28?
No, I was already almost in Fairfax.
Oh, wow. I don't know that Shell station.
Yeah, and I stopped, and they gave me what was basically a hubcap for the...
For the
key. And I walk in, and I'm like, I should probably answer this, because Rob never calls me. It's got to be an emergency.
He said, and he answered... Friend.
And I hate going in gas stations. I will avoid
that.
Really had to drop a deuce.
Yes.
Wow. I
dropped a deuce too right after the show.
I have never gone number two in your house. I'm proud of this.
I am grateful.
And you know where I usually stop is the Sunoco around the corner.
Really?
I'll remember that.
It's not bad, but I went to the Sheets earlier this week. The Sheets is the play.
Make up your
own
joke. Yeah. Sheets are extremely clean.
Whenever I have to
drop off and get more.
That's right.
If I have to commiserate with Il Duce, I will go. I've said this before. This has been documented on the show before. I will go to the Lord and Taylor's.
Oh, yeah.
At Fair Oaks Mall.
At a mall.
You meet the nicest guys.
Is that your phone? Hold on a second.
Look at these private calls coming in during the middle of the program.
Your pants are ringing.
Shiacker.
Hey, babe.
Oh.
Hey, babe, we're taping our second show.
Mike's
How are you?
Carla.
You're on the show. What?
What?
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're killing me. What are you doing to me?
No, you just sound completely different from the last time that I talked to you. So I'm kind of like, are you having mood swings?
Yeah, I'm having huge mood swings. I'm ready to knock everybody on their ass in this room today.
That's to be honest
with you, I'm furious.
Yeah.
But I'm a professional. I'm a professional, and now I'm entertaining, and I'm in entertainment mode right now. Yeah, thank you.
So do I.
I think we all do.
And by the way, prenatal massages suck.
Prenatal massages are bad?
Yeah, they're horrible. I'm not ever going to get a massage again until I have this baby out of me.
Really?
Tell me why. What's wrong with a prenatal massage?
Well, I like deep tissue, so I like to be hurt when I massage.
Yeah, baby.
Well, here they pet you.
Rob, where's your Jew's harp?
My Jew's harp? I have it here. It's
hey, Carla, can you say you like to be hurt again?
Yeah.
Say it one more time and then pause for a second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I like to be hurt.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
We're doing the show, and Rob played a boing sound when you said you like to be hurt.
I do.
I thought that was kind of funny. So how was your prenatal massage?
Yeah, I was petted.
Didn't like it.
It was what?
She was being petted.
It was like being
petted. They don't actually massage you. They just pet you.
Yeah, it was no massage.
So, like, all you do is, like, you have an itchy back.
Did you get their card?
Yeah.
Gross.
That is so nasty. All right, what are we doing tonight?
Well, we're going to go to Wegmans, get some veggies for that you saw.
Okay, very good. We'll
nice.
Do that. All right,
really, Wegmans? Okay. Have fun.
Sounds like a pretty wonderful Friday. All right, hockey game tonight. Watch this.
Boo.
Okay. Love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
If you're going to Wegmans tonight, sounds like a pretty good Friday and a Saturday. Good luck getting out of there.
Oh, now come on now.
Hate it.
Well, why are you when you hold a grudge against a store?
And it's not like you caught me.
It's a wonderful store.
And you've not caught me on a good day.
Yeah, you have to bitch too. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we continue, and well, we're out of time. When we come up, when we come back, I'm sorry, on the show, it's the Mark Ronick Explanation. It's a new feature.
But before that,
yes,
we have our halftime show.
Mark, are you going to be prepared to explain the technical issues with the show?
It's going
to
be fine.
There, he just did. That means we won't have to do that. We'll take a break. Come back with our halftime show.
Yay. It's a spectacular, Mike.
It's the halftime spectacular. You get them with the Super Bowl. You are also going to get them with the Mike O'Mara Show, our deluxe halftime show, coming up next. I feel just like committing a crime.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Halftime Show. We now respectfully ask that you direct your attention to the 50-yard line and join America's favorite musician, Rob Spiewak, as he entertains you with a selection from one of his favorite musical instruments.
Hello, America!
Hi, Rob.
Hello, New Orleans!
Rob.
I brought my Jew's harp.
Hey.
Got my Jew's harp ready to play for you, cats. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
About time.
Hope you enjoy this. Now I'm ready. Wait, wait. I can do the vowels. I can do the vowels.
Okay. Vowels. Real, quiet. Quiet. He's going to do the vowels, everybody. Shh.
There is no doubt that this is the greatest country in the world. And to honor America and its immigrant community, please welcome Columbia recording artist and all-round musical genius, Oscar Santana, with his performance of Reading Rainbow.
Buenas noches. It's in a book. Take a look. A Reading Rainbow.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah.
Bravo.
What?
Bravo.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to all please rise.
Oh, okay.
And join poet laureate Michael Elston Walsh-Berman with a dramatic poetry reading from his upcoming book, What is Football?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. The big game, as we'll call it, is finally here. We'll call it that out of copyright fear. The NFL is king, you see, around the 1st of February. I can't remember. I don't know why, if this year's ends with X or I. But this much I do truly know. This year's brings the Harbaugh Show. It's Jim against John from one town or another. City against city. Brother against brother.
Yep.
The victory smiles. The rivalry frowns. The touching of backs, the touching of downs, the gonk of the uprights at the end of the field, the chance of a nipple being briefly revealed.
Whoa.
To the victor, rings, girls, a parade, and a bright golden shower of cold Gatorade.
Oh,
say what you will about Ray Lewis, but unlike the Colts, he didn't screw us. And make your cruel Beyonce quips. Hell, any day I'd sink her lips. So enjoy the day, the painted grass, roar of the crowd, the kicking of ass. Ere you root for Niners or Ravens, Jimmy's wings will suit your cravens.
Yeah.
And if you're not some kind of queen, oh, you can sleep with Dan Marino.
Oh. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. God bless America.
Oh, good night.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
I think he has more. I say more.
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 How about another one?
More.
From the darker chapters of my book, Why I Love Football.
They love the dark.
Superb owl, as you soar above us on a February day.
Superb owl.
You fill us with the spirit of competition and nachos.
Oh, this is a haiku.
Wow. Yeah. More!
Is that a haiku, Buzz?
I want more!
Superb owl.
I have to warn the crowd and the children. These get darker.
I want more.
My final poem of the evening. Super Bowl. Football. Death. Emptiness. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the game.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to remain standing, remove your hats, and replace them with your Super Bowl 47 commemorative yarmulkes as we join Rabbi Mark Ronick and the blessing of the wine.
Thank you.
It's a solemn moment
here. It is. Relax.
Baruch Atarunai. Bore pori agafen, amen.
Look at that. He made the football lift up into the air.
That's terrific.
He made the football actually lift up into the air. That's incredible.
It's 11.
That's incredible.
It's 11 football.
Thank you.
Oh, the crowd loves it, Mike.
They sure do, Rob. What a halftime show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you now to direct your attention to the 50-yard line, where the NFL, Doritos, Encore Insurance, and Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia, respectfully celebrates Americans who have overcome challenges. Now, to start the second half of our game, we invite you to join with Charlie Stuang Stavelot.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
What?
Oh. Play ball! Who wants ice cream?
Hey, how about that halftime show?
That was terrific. Ooh.
Boy, oh boy. That reminds me of the first show that we already taped today.
I think it was even better.
Welcome back to segment three of the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our fourth annual TMOS Big Game Party at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia.
Can't wait.
That is this coming Sunday. I'm going to be there for a good chunk of time watching football and hockey, and the whole gang will show up at 4 o'clock for our pregame fest, and then we'll watch the game with you.
Exactly.
And it's going to be incredible. At 4 o'clock, everybody shows up. We can enjoy the commercials, the wacky hijinks, and there's a charity football pool, as well as fun for non-football fans with Old Queen Trivia.
And you'll do very well at that if you're a big thinker.
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
Thank you, Jimmy. That includes a DJ with surround sound. Bullwinkle says big brains should reserve their table now, but they already have.
Yeah. Right.
Because Jimmy's tables are sold out, but Jimmy wants everybody to be patient.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of walking around room in that bar.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be an interesting day. It's going to be busy all day.
Right.
Simply because of the hockey games
people
that he has
coming
there.
And going.
But just to understand that he's got the best bartenders in the business, yes. And he's got the best wings in Northern Virginia, and he wants you to come and enjoy it.
Oh, and D.C. and Maryland, Mike.
And you said specials all weekend, but I heard you mention something about oysters.
Fried oysters for the Ravens menu.
I'm so in on that.
And is it chiappina? What's that chiappino?
I have no idea.
It's that seafood kind of pasta thing from San Francisco.
Yum. I'm eating oysters.
And it's and it's
look
great.
Out, Marcia.
The only thing about the San Francisco menu, you can only order off of it if you're gay. I don't know what
hey,
I'm
good news
about.
For us.
I don't know
what
I'm talking
about. A lot of cooking with cream.
About. I am simply saying it's going to be the Mike O'Mara Show Big Game Party. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia. We sure hope you get out there and enjoy yourself. Should be big fun and big time fun.
I was gonna say it probably has rice in it, and then I realized that's gonna be racist.
That's because you know I'm San Francisco. The next thing you know, you'll make a railroad.
That
joke.
San Francisco treat.
Well, yeah, yes. Rice-a-roni. Sure.
Rice-a-roni. Yeah. The San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni. The flavor can't be beat.
Mark,
oh, more?
For people that don't understand what happened,
like us,
please to explain how the show did not get recorded. Because we actually recorded a full show, mm-hmm. complete with all the bells and whistles, and unfortunately, because we lost that show completely, we didn't get a chance to get your brother on, Lowell Melser, reporting live from the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, basically what happened, it did record, mm-hmm. but the problem is that when we took the disc to put it in the computer to do the final touches, the disc was broken, basically. That's what the guy said. He said the disc itself was not functioning any longer.
Wow, that's scary.
And so the file was there. We successfully recorded, but then the disk.
This was a hard drive or like a CD? What
an
kind
SD
of disk?
SD card. One of these guys. They're
flash card.
Gotcha, what about backups? How come there were no backups?
And the backups, we were having problems with the computer that we with the audio going into the other computer that we use. Mm-hmm. And so we had something, but it would have sounded like horse ass.
Okay.
Yeah,
everything
but we didn't
failed.
Have a third computer.
And
running.
The third computer that we normally have was being repaired.
No, but don't you record it on your computer as well?
Well, usually we record on the RJ machine, we call it. And then I do also, we sometimes...
We just didn't
normally
have three
have four.
Backups.
Yeah. Normally okay, we have right. four.
But we only had two this
we
time.
We only had two
and
this
they
time.
Both failed.
Will
they
that ever
failed.
Happen again?
Absolutely not.
That'll never happen again. And I'm glad to hear
never
that.
Never
so, so really, we're so, with the, you know, with the talent level in this room, mm-hmm. we produce two shows
it,
for you.
Why
it's scary, isn't
not?
It? I just, you know, I did miss the wonderful Lowell Meltzer interview, but
yeah.
we'll get Lowell back.
Well, he
on
was on
show,
briefly at the beginning of the show.
Yes, he was.
Would you like if he would call back in, Mike?
I'd love if he could call back
I
in.
Mean, because, you know, it's always nice when a friend checks in.
That would be great.
At any moment. Like, well, yeah.
That explanation,
Oscar,
by the way,
I got,
that
you...
explanation really taxed me. So long.
Why don't you take the call, Oscar?
Yes.
I thought it was perfect. Right.
Hello?
Hi, Oscar.
Hey, Lowell, how are
it's
you?
It's Lowell Meltzer. I'm down at the Super Bowl.
Lowell, I'm sorry we hung up on you earlier in
hey,
the show.
Hey, Lowell?
Yeah, hi, Rob.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Oh,
that was a very brief appearance.
I was just trying to be nice.
By well, I know you
yeah,
were.
Yeah, but we never forward. Never forward.
Hang up on him again.
No. One horrible. Of the things that we
good
talked
luck
to
getting him back.
Yes.
One of the things we talked to Lowell about, and we can revisit this again,
yeah,
was
sure.
The fact that Beyonce had her giant entertainment press conference. You have the audio of her singing the national anthem.
I do
right?
indeed. Do you want to hear the full anthem or just the end part?
The end part where she says, "Any questions?"
Yeah, here we go. Oh. This is Beyonce at the press conference yesterday.
And the whole. Of the brave,
belted it out live in a cappella.
The brave. Thank you guys so much. Any questions?
Do you want to hear any of her explanations from the
nope.
press conference?
So,
hang
but
up
I,
on her, Rob.
Did you realize simultaneously, because she's also a superstar,
mm-hmm. right?
Having a separate press conference in the UK was Adele that,
really?
That actually wanted to show that if Beyonce can sing it, she can. Just play the tape that you have of Adele, the end tape of Adele where she does the same thing. And let's go to that tape, Rob. You
okay,
ready?
Yeah, I'm locating
it's
the Adele tape.
A remarkable
I know,
moment.
Did
actually,
not know you were going to go
two
to
two remarkable moments
oh, yeah, I have
today.
It right here. Ladies and
excellent,
gentlemen, here
it.
Is Adele.
And the home of the brave.
She should have recorded that.
Any questions?
So Adele was doing it at the exact same time.
Same, simultaneously.
Was that like before a big soccer match?
Wait, are we supposed to be impressed with... effing Beyonce.
What, that she can sing?
Because she came out and then, in a, you know, when she had time to prepare with one microphone, without a band accompanying her, which is, mm-hmm. it's having a band, it's tougher to sing with the band. It really
right.
is.
True.
And the fact that, you know, it's tougher to sing a cappella. No, I just think it's like, okay, you waited, a month practically before mm-hmm. you came out and you made your
also,
big, it wasn't a month, it was 2 weeks.
And also the way she did it, obviously some handler set this up where she comes out and says,
of course.
Please rise.
Yeah.
And then they put the flag behind her.
I just feel so, didn't the media feel a little played at that?
I know Lowell did.
It's self-aggrandizing.
Yeah, it's a waste of your time.
It is.
Yeah.
And she didn't sing at the inauguration live,
which
period.
She kind of admitted. I think she just wanted to show she could do it.
I love when she said, I sang along with a live track, which is very common in show business.
Hold on. Here's the point. I know that she can sing it.
Right.
I know that she recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's the same as when we do a commercial and we do it live or we do a recorded version of the commercial. It's easier when you're rolling tape.
Sure.
It's easier because there's no you're working without a net. And performing a live event at a major event like a presidential inauguration mm-hmm. is a special, respectful thing. And that was my issue with her. And I think we give her too much of a goddamn free pass and then allow her to promote herself again by coming out there and then going, any questions? Ha ha. Like she wasn't faking it. She can sing the national anthem.
Right.
I can sing the effing national anthem.
Yes, you can.
She didn't sing it live because she's a diva.
Yep.
And I don't want to. I know I'm in the minority when I'm sitting here and I'm picking on Beyonce, but I don't mind picking on Beyonce because nobody picks on Beyonce.
She has a pretty, she's going to be okay. She has a
she's
going to
be fine.
Good,
yeah. What about just coming out and saying, I'm going to sing to a track because it's just it's going to sound better?
You know what? If she'd said that beforehand or if it had been announced beforehand, there wouldn't be any issue.
Even if she had said it that day.
Yeah. I'm going to be, because of the weather, gotten, I wanted to make sure it sounds great.
If we had gotten what we got yesterday.
Well, maybe before the event, but I think it'd be inappropriate to say it at the event.
But no, not at the event, but I'm saying like.
You mean like thank you, Mr. President.
Before we swear in the president, I just want to say I pre-recorded this.
I fooled you all.
Hit the track.
You jackasses.
Press play. Mr. President, I will be singing to a track today.
It's not what we meant.
But what I meant is,
right now we're actually lip syncing to the show we did earlier.
What I meant is that the day after when this scandal, quote unquote, broke, if we had gotten on that day what we got yesterday, yes, I sang along with the track. Mm-hmm. Because and what she said, the one thing she said that was obviously prepped for her and it sounded valid, it was about the president and she wanted it to sound as good as possible. Whether or not that was really the thought behind it. Mm-hmm. That's the right thing to say at this point. If she had said that 2 weeks ago, it would have been better.
It seems like a small infraction.
Yeah.
And the home of the
brave.
Are you? And then she says, and I'm very proud of what I did.
Any questions?
Hey, would you ever do a Cajun Christmas?
A Cajun Christmas?
What did you do with the symphony?
Oh, the Three Little Cajun Pigs.
Three Little
what
Cajun Pigs.
What show do you do?
Oh, you know, I do many shows.
It is extremely, when you're doing like a large orchestra, whether it's a symphonic band or whether it's a symphony, it's tough to hit
the
cues.
Yeah.
And I muffed it. I screwed up like two different times when I did that.
Oh, but you did
it
great.
But as far as I'm concerned, I just, you know, everybody gave her such a big pat on the back like, oh, hey, she showed us.
Yeah.
She silenced her critics. No, she didn't.
And also, I don't think
I knew she could sing the song.
Yeah, it was never an issue of whether or not she could sing.
Right.
It was whether or not she sang.
I know.
And so it was not silence.
She hurt me.
So F you, Natalie Morales
Savannah
Guthrie.
Me. She hurt me like Brandy hurts all the other Beverly Hills housewives.
Yes.
Nice pull.
She truly.
I so understand.
She truly does. Before we go to break, since this was a very large part of the behind-the-scenes goings-on in our first show today, the Far Cry 3 controversy.
Yes.
Mark shared with me in the first show that apparently I was talking about being attracted to this particular character.
Animation.
Yes, this animation character in Far Cry 3. And I think it's because of the way she carries herself. And she kind of summons me over before she gives me.
When she does that, do you sometimes carry yourself?
What?
Dude, nothing.
What
it was a self pleasure.
It was a fail.
No, I don't think I could. I don't think it's not hot enough.
Okay,
but hold on.
It could change.
Oscar brings in this porn star, Christy Mack.
Hey, I didn't bring her in.
But
I had a name.
You made me aware of this porn star.
Oscar had a phone number in his cell phone of this porn star named Christy Mack,
who's got the same haircut as this babe.
And the tats.
Then, so I'm going to the porn site to look at this. I'm like, she's got the tattoos and she's got the same porn.
Yeah.
That's maybe who they based her on. Meanwhile, suddenly I look over and Ronick is showing me a computer screen where they're getting jiggy with it.
Yeah, it was like
in the video game. And do they really
topless.
And they do it in the video game?
Yes, they do.
Isn't that what's
God,
called,
I'm gonna play that all weekend.
Isn't that what's called POV pornography?
No, that's point of view.
Because it was supposed to look like you were climbing on top of her, right?
You get to be the first person shooter.
Hey Carla.
Oh dear.
Hey Carla, are you around?
In that case, it's true.
Yeah.
Carla.
I seen her. She came in.
Hold on, quiet. Carla. I don't know, I don't hear.
Why don't you call her the way you usually call her? What's your nickname for her?
Huh?
What do you have a nickname?
A pet name.
What's your pet name?
Yo, woman!
That sounded genuine, didn't it?
You don't call her woman.
No. I just want to ask her if... No, we're running out of time. I can't do it.
How much do you want to know about that particular scene?
I want to be.
Okay.
I want to have. I don't mind. I'm delighted that you showed it to me.
Okay, good.
And I'm really, because I mean, it's something like that. Now I will not.
I was going to say, it's really Mark. If you tell him much more, the show might be over again.
Yeah.
I just want to find out though for myself. And then we'll keep talking about it, because best game of the year, as far as I'm concerned. Well, we got to take a break. We will come back. It's the Magic Audio Vault.
Already?
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, number two for Friday.
It's going to take time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Is it a tribute to our professionalism that this second show, for some odd reason, has flown by?
Yeah, either that or
is it my imagination?
It's great.
Either that or the clock is broken.
We should actually do the show during the afternoon.
There's something about the...
I feel like afternoons is nice.
I was throwing furniture when I found out that the first show had been lost on the disc.
Right.
I was so furious about it. And now I'm realizing, I mean, this second show has been... I was so dreading... doing it.
You know what it gets back to is doing this show is good therapy for all of us.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
It really
doing
is.
This show. Our program is brought to you by Quench for Knowledge.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, and their lovely assistant, Diana Ash. Thursday, February 7th, that's next Thursday, at Quench in Rockville, Maryland for America's favorite trivia game, Quench for Knowledge. It's fun and it's free, and you can enjoy the signature cocktails and cuisine that make Quench your best destination anytime, and Rob might be standing up.
Yes, I might be. I'm going to bring a thing that will allow me to stand.
Bring your friends. The fun starts at 8:30 Thursday, February 7th. That's this coming Thursday at Michael Holstein's joint, Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, visit quenchnation.com. Anything special for this Thursday?
You know what they say? It's America's favorite team trivia game with five big ways to win big.
That's good. Hey, Rob, hold on a second. When I see the boys twitching over there.
Don't worry about it. It's nothing to do with the show.
Really?
Yes, it's just the computer. A separate computer has nothing to do with anything we're recording.
I'm Johnny Paranoia.
I understand.
I think it's a Jewish thing.
Ronick and Bloom?
Yeah, Matt Bloom.
Hello, welcome to Ronick and Bloom. Matt Bloom. All right, is it time for the audio vault?
Yeah, you got to open
Yo, what's in the vault today, Rob?
I can't wait to hear it.
The audio vault for Friday, Feb 1, 2013.
I'm going to lead with this since
Can I just add real quick that Rob is such a perfectionist and he's such an egomaniac when it comes to his audio vault.
Oh, God, it was so close to being a compliment.
In between the program, as Mike was stewing and figuring out how he's going to punish us, yelling at everybody.
And incidentally, all I did when this happened, all I did was bitch. That's all I did. That is as close to a full-fledged tantrum as I have.
I thought you did great, actually.
I have to.
I've seen you do worse.
If I don't do that, I swear to God, I'm on a gurney.
Yeah, you're gonna bust.
I swear to God, I'm on a gurney.
I admire the passion.
We all should
have the same passion.
Thank you.
Bed next to Ron Jeremy.
But Rob says to me, he goes, you know, it's really going to hurt when I have to play the audio vault for you guys again, and I know you've heard everything already.
Because his art has been compromised.
That is not it. Do you know really one of my favorite parts of doing this show is bringing you stuff that you don't expect?
It's a reaction.
And the thing is I don't even give you a list of what I'm going to play anymore because I love that surprise.
The surprise.
And it's hard enough to keep you engaged in the stuff sometimes anyway.
Especially when Mark shows you porn.
In the last show, Mark was showing you porn, and I just wanted you to hear a tape, and
you know what?
Gone.
And you're right. And that's when that was happening, so I will give you my undivided attention this time.
Yeah. It'll be new to him. He wasn't listening before.
Do you remember yesterday's show? This all feels like so... I feel like we've done this before.
Almost.
Do you remember yesterday's show of the story of Zach and Zoe and Cynthia?
The three-way.
Yeah, and the guy that wanted the three-way, and he propositioned the girl live on the...
Hopefully, all three of us can maybe meet sometime, and maybe through a three-way together. I mean... It could be this week. It could be next week.
He was propositioning her for a three-way.
What were you playing?
On YouTube.
It was these guys. We talked about
this. Found the porn again.
This loser yesterday wanted to proposition his fiance's friend for a three-way.
Uh-huh. Zach and Zoe.
Sent her a video on YouTube, but did not mark it private. Dummy. And the reason it was very awkward, but I didn't play it because it was awkward. I played it as like a PSA. I want people to know when you put something on YouTube and you want it to be private, mark it private.
And make sure it's backed up.
Exactly. And run a backup.
The only thing that comes out of losing the first show is I am reasonably certain it will never happen again.
Yeah.
No.
Because it really upset the apple cart today. It truly did. It was a huge... We have gone 3 years never losing a show.
It's like the first dent in a car.
I don't remember when we started this show, I was so concerned about having technical issues that would not allow us to deliver this show to our listeners.
We are genuinely closing in on 1,000 broadcasts.
Right.
And it's never happened.
So and I know that because but isn't it kind of in a way, now that I'm the dust is completely settled, I'm being sincere. Oscar, don't laugh at me because I'm really being honest here. I really almost say it's a good thing we all had to come back and do another one.
Right.
Because now we know we're going to put systems in where it's not going to happen.
Yeah. You're right. Exactly. So,
don't get happy.
But getting back to the three-way.
I was just surprised that after the after all this, I say, mark your private videos private.
Yeah.
And I thought everyone would learn
this. I hope people heeded that
warning. And I go on YouTube, and what do I find today?
Hi, Citra. This is Mike.
Oh.
I watch you on Far Cry 3 all the time, and
what
I think you're so hot.
What are you doing?
You know, I'm married to Carla, and I talked to her about you also. She comes into the room when I'm playing my video game occasionally and sees your face on the big screen when I'm playing my Xbox. Speaking of Xbox, hey, Citra, I'd sure like to have a three-way. I just wonder, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, maybe you could get in touch with me and my wife. I know you're a cartoon and all, but is there any chance that you could maybe get together with me and Carla, and we could do a three-way thing, Citra? Man, I tell you, I love that game, Far Cry 3, but you're just the best damn thing that I've ever seen in that game. So if you're down with it, can we get on that? Thanks, Citra. Remember, this is Mike, married to Carla, wants a three-way.
Did you learn nothing?
Yeah, you got to mark it private. Yeah.
I liked it better the first time.
Here's something I did not play you last time, and this is, remember, the Today Show is one of the jewels in the NBC News crown.
That's right.
They are a news program.
They hate Beyonce.
And BS. God. Mike, they think she's great.
Feast on the East.
They love...
Oh, God.
Wow, really? So, today, this great news program, the Today Show, sends Useless A, Natalie Morales, to Baltimore, and Useless B, Al Roker, to San Francisco. And there's like, they've promoted this as some sort of fan rally.
Yeah.
Listen to this in the first segment of one of the biggest news show and one of the biggest networks in America. This is broadcasting.
Now to Natalie and Al's Friday field trip. They're at the Super Bowl cities of Baltimore and San Francisco.
Yes.
Al, you got a huge crowd.
Yes,
so do you, Natalie. Go ahead, Al.
I can't even hear you because the crowd here is so crazy. Niners rule, baby.
Kind of like Cronkite, isn't it?
Yeah.
How
Wait,
do they decide?
It gets better. It gets better when Morales comes in because she's even worse.
They rule. What you got, Morales? What do you have, Morales? You ain't got this.
I'm going to ask. Let the crowd speak for itself, guys. Look at this. We have got Ravens cheerleaders. Guys, look at that. We've got Chase. We've got Rise and Conquer. The Ravens themselves. We have even the marching Ravens fans. We have a crowd.
I have never tried so hard.
You know what would have been really fun?
What?
No, I'm not going to play that sound effect.
What?
Just play the explosion sound effect. That wouldn't have been fun.
No,
that would have been irresponsible broadcasting.
I don't think I've tried as hard.
We're out
like
here. It's amazing. It seems to be somebody with something strapped to them.
Oh,
that's not funny.
How dare you?
That's horrible.
That was like a cartoon explosion.
That was like Al at the White House.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never tried so hard to like any media figure as Al Roker because I think I really should like him.
I know.
And I can't.
You guys have similar kind of personalities where you're kind of jovial and you like people and you like interacting and you like you're quick with a quip.
You're both black.
You're both black, bald.
He's like that.
But I hate him.
Right.
I can't make myself like him.
I like him a lot.
I'll take him over Natalie Morales.
Well, I wanted to
I'd like
you
to see
that.
Him over
I
Natalie
know
Morales.
You've expressed it over and over that you're not a fan of hers, but I can't help it because I'm very attracted to her.
She's hot.
She's very
there's
hot.
There's no arguing
oh,
that she's
I think
hot.
She'd be hot until you met her and it would all drip away.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you would be dealing with an ice princess of ice princesses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you would not.
And also
she wouldn't be like Citra.
And also she has the body of a little boy, which was proven when one Halloween they made her dress as Eddie Munster.
But that's why. Yeah. She doesn't have a little boy body.
Yes, she had no breasts. Butch Patrick had actually larger breasts.
You know, the only one on that show now that I put into the doable category is the replacement news anchor that was on today. I think she is stone cold hot.
Oh, yeah. And she's
with the big teeth?
No.
No,
what's
that's
her name?
The regular.
The
that's
African-American
Savannah.
News anchor.
And I can't think of her
I don't
name.
Watch
she's
great
she's
though.
Smoking
and
hot.
And she's funny.
And she's just smart and I
you
like
know
her. She's not a phony TV person.
She
she's
was
just...
dancing talk circles around Savannah Guthrie, which I realize isn't tough.
Yeah, she's
but
good.
But she's very
she's
very
good.
Wait,
at what she does.
Wait, Hoda?
Hoda's as ugly as a tree full of owls.
She was the anchor today. I think she's a local anchor on the New York affiliate. Uh-huh. If we can find out who she is.
While he does that, I want you to pretend we didn't do another show today and play this guessing game, Mike.
All right.
Who is this man singing?
Oh, that's
wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Kimmel?
That is right. It is Jimmy Kimmel. No, that is actually David Letterman.
Wow.
Announcing the
I
fact
knew that.
I know, but we're playing.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Next week, Letterman is doing a week of Elvis impersonators, and he busted into a song.
Is Hoover going to be on? Is Michael Hoover going to be
on? They didn't announce the names, only the song.
We got to see if our Elvis impersonator is going to be
on. I will call him this weekend.
I'd love to know. We can get him on the
call.
Show.
It would be exciting. Awesome. But this is significant because I don't think Letterman has ever sung publicly
It
before.
Really stopped Paul down. Paul says, 29 years or whatever. He said, Letterman has never sung on the show.
That's weird.
And that was the first time. And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you very much, Rob Spielman. We'll come back with buzz and news on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, listen, I am wearing them right now, and you have to get yours. We're talking about our Jack Cassidy t-shirts. Aren't they ducky?
Yes.
Aren't they dreamy?
Yeah. Yes.
We're a little chilly in here right now, but we're all wearing our Jack Cassidy t-shirts. Look at that. Look at the
You know, it's so cold in here, we're lucky they're not white t-shirts.
These are delightful. They say, I'm Jack Cassidy. And they have the Michael Myers Show logo on them. They have the cigarette holder with the lit cigarette. With
Mike's got his high beams on.
With the red ash and the curling smoke.
And this little devil horns over the ass.
These are cool t-shirts.
They're
these
awesome.
These are cool t-shirts.
And you know what?
When I'm wearing this to the Super Bowl party.
When you wear it, you are really a member of the Cognoscenti because you're in on something and people are going to want to know why you're wearing it. Yeah, thank you.
And incidentally, cool somebody walks up to you and says, what's that about?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Exactly.
Hi
there. So get your Jack Cassidy t-shirts. Get them soon. Without further ado, let's get right to our second newscast of the day. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. And the news today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Those are the people who bring you this show every weeknight at 102.9 WTNT. Oscar Santana had a great experience with Encore.
If I die, my family gets paid.
There you go.
And can everyone say that? I don't think so.
No.
For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They absolutely do all the work for you. Encore compares the rates, helps you save. You'll find their license and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. That's with two T's. Let them know you appreciate them as much as we do. Encore Insurance Service.
Buzz, before you begin your news here, are we all set? Is everything recording?
It's a little late to ask
that. I'm looking at Pony Boy's computer, and it looks like, seriously, he dropped it in a pool.
That computer has nothing to do with today's show.
So we're all set.
We are all set.
We're good to go. Good. Thank you. All right, take it away, Buzz.
So then we may proceed.
Yes, we may.
And I have one quick update. When Oscar dies, I get money, too, but it's only because of a bet I placed in Reno.
Amen. $20, Oscar.
For the game,
For the game. Oscar for the Ravens.
No spread.
Mike, no spread.
Wins.
Straight bet.
Just like Citra. No
Mike
spread.
Mike for the 49ers. Oscar for, now it makes it more interesting.
The Ravens.
Well, America's not.
You should give him 2 points.
America's not all in. In many ways, a lot of folks feel the way Mike does. They don't have a horse in this race. A last-minute poll on the Super Bowl shows Americans divided into three groups. The survey by a marketing firm shows that 35% of us want the Niners to win, 31% want a Ravens victory, and 34% frankly don't give a damn either way.
I know who Lowell is rooting for.
Beyonce?
No.
San Francisco,
so I can come home.
What's the quarterback's name for
Joe Flacco?
No, not for Baltimore. I know it's Flacco for Baltimore. How do you pronounce
it? I can never pronounce his name.
I never know the quarterback.
No, it's pronounced Mike Jurgensen.
Go ahead, Buzz.
What we do care about is the price of beer, and the government has just filed a lawsuit to try to keep that price from going up. Anheuser-Busch InBev, which
nice Bush,
the Budweiser brand.
Charlie, Anheuser-Busch.
Nice. Hi.
It's nice Bush.
Just go ahead, Buzz.
All right.
We're just trying to get to the finish line. No pause.
Anheuser-Busch. We were waiting for you to answer Rob's question.
I don't care.
Anheuser-Busch InBev, which owns the Budweiser brand, wants to merge with Grupo Modelo.
Modelo.
I had that once. That company owns Corona. Combined, those two companies becoming one would own 46% of the beer in the U.S., a near monopoly.
Grupo
Modelo, boy, that's good beer.
And the government believes that that kind of monopolization of the market will lead to less competition and higher prices. That's why the lawsuit now.
Colin Kaepernick.
Stop the murder.
Yeah, Kaepernick, there you go. Or is it Kaepernick?
I think
Kaepernick.
It's Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
And he invented the lever,
Kaepernick.
Right?
Kaepernick. Yes. No,
he's so new.
He is very new.
2 years in the league.
And you know who has a beer commercial in the Super Bowl this year is Beck's.
Ah, yes.
Time.
Yeah,
and I'm excited about the
now,
new Sapphire.
Now, see, that's cheating. You said that.
But
the
audience didn't.
The
know
audience
that.
Doesn't know. They must know these important pressing
you're
issues.
Better than that.
But Bob. I knew.
I just told you my whole life is a fraud.
Don't
shut
be a
up.
Hack.
All right. This is the fifth hour of the Today Show on NBC.
Now you tell me to not be
Buzz,
a hack.
You have the unenviable task of muddling through this death row of the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's fine. The good news on jobs is that we added 157,000 of them in January. The bad news, unemployment actually ticked up when it was expected to tick down. We also heard this week that economic growth has slipped. Experts say this is because of government cutbacks, because the numbers show that we consumers and even businesses are spending more.
Government!
Well, today's school shooting comes from Atlanta, where a 14-year-old boy has a gunshot wound to his head, a teacher's injured from the chaos, and another boy's been arrested.
And that's with a security guard.
That's right.
Right.
Well, reportedly, the victim had talked smack about the shooter one too many times. Another one of these cases.
You know, I got that sent to me by a gun guy who was saying, see?
Right.
Guns, something like some absolutely twisted, effed in the head point of view. Like, see, guns, it's not always bad. Guns aren't always, or something like that. It's like,
just, so he's celebrating.
It's because you had an armed security guard. Somebody still got shot.
This way, only one head wound.
Yeah, keep
idiot.
Celebrating a child who got shot.
I swear to God, just some people just don't get it.
Good man, for you and you're a gen duh.
Mm-hmm. The man who shot up a workplace in Phoenix this week has been found in some bushes, dead from an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least one of that gunman's three victims is also not expected to survive. And that hostage standoff in Alabama continues as police spend their third day talking through a pipe into a bunker where Jimmy Lee Dykes is holed up. He's described as a survivalist who does not trust the government.
If this thing comes out okay, and I pray it does, can we do a show in tribute where we all talk through pipes?
It'd be a wonderful idea.
I'd like
from
that.
A bunker.
What I heard, I don't trust. And what I heard was this, that someone who has experience in hostage negotiation situations mm-hmm. indicated that the longer this goes on, the longer this runs its course, mm-hmm. that it dissipates, that the passion of the moment dissipates.
Of course.
I disagree. I think that, yes, that might be true. The middle part might be okay. Mm-hmm. But I would think if you are complacent and, you know, you relax a little bit and you calm down, as it gets to the end of, you know, some kind of resolution, it's your book ended by tense moments. And I just hope to
I
God,
thought you meant,
I'll say a prayer for that little boy.
I thought you were talking about like media coverage.
No. They're saying that these things normally when they linger, emotions run high at the beginning
right.
and then things calm down. But I would think that emotions might run high again as
they
it
can.
Gets to.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can compare these two, but didn't the Iran hostage affair with Terry White, didn't that take like 2 years?
Yeah, long time. Yeah. Very long time.
He got
there.
Out.
Yeah, he got out. I just hope for the little boy's sake that this guy, you know, it's a child and that the guy recognizes that.
We all do.
I think the fact that he's treating the kid okay now is a good sign.
That's what we hear anyway. Jimmy Lee, however, is not alone in his distrust. A new survey shows a big majority of us don't trust the feds and believe the government to be a threat to our individual rights. 76% of conservative Republicans feel that way, according to the Pew Research Survey.
Pew.
And 54% of them describe it as a major threat. Only 16% of Democrats see it that way.
Yeah, the thing with the Republicans, though, I think a lot of Republicans only, they cherry pick what they feel are threatened. You know, like their Second Amendment rights and things like that. You know, I'm with the Republicans that think that we're not really all that free. In this country.
No.
You know, you want to go out and walk around America? We're not all that free. I believe that. I really do, and I'm a Democrat.
Gun owners, Andy Parks.
Gun owners are the most likely to see government as a threat to liberty. 62% of them believe that. In other gun news today, Walmart now limiting ammo sales to 3 boxes per customer per day because of a shortage of ammo due to the revived gun mania.
Yeah.
And finally, sex news. Beloved porn actor Ron Jeremy is still in critical condition after suffering a heart aneurysm this week.
The hedgehog.
Doctors say he'll need at least 2 weeks of recovery and intensive care. The 59-year-old checked into a hospital Wednesday with chest pains. Is he an organ donor?
And you know, that surprised me because he looks so healthy.
He does. Oh, God, he's gross.
And a new report by nutritionists says sex doesn't burn as many calories as we thought, only about 21 per session. Maybe we're not doing it right.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a new business, take it from us. You need professional-looking business cards to get that phone to ring for you. Now, thanks to Vistaprint, you can get 250 top-quality business cards for just $10. Millions of business owners use Vistaprint because it's affordable and so easy to create a quality custom business card online. Choose from thousands of designs or upload your own. And we're talking about heavy paper stock at half the regular price. To get this offer plus free shipping, just go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Remember that, 250 cards, 10 bucks free
shipping. Heavy stock, Mike, heavy stock.
Heavy stock. Just put TMOS in the search bar, and we thank you in advance for that. Hey, we want you all to come out and join us at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Come on out.
For the Super Bowl. We'll all be out there for the big game. I'll be there early watching Caps hockey and Sabres hockey, and I'll be trying to pace myself.
Please do.
Maybe not after this Friday. But anyway, thanks everybody for getting the coming back in and doing a second one. And if you knew what went into this show, folks, you might even appreciate it more than you normally do. And that's saying something. Thank you all. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.